get that, Joanna?
Not a word.
Parking outside the... there's no parking?
No parking.
Okay. Along the side. You saw that, eh?
No, but I walked.
Okay.
Oh. You're parked down here.
Okay. Well,
our loving Father in heaven, how we hunger for your love and thy grace and all thy guidance, Lord.
主啊, 我们要如此的感恩, 为了您的恩典, 也为了您的带领。
And Lord, we are like your little children, and we've come here this morning to learn from your word.
我们是如此幸运的一群孩子, 今天早晨能聚集起来学习您的话语。
So pour your grace upon your little children here this morning, Lord.
求您的恩典临到我们这群孩子。
Let each one here, Lord, that they might gain something from your word, that they might get a closer relationship knowing you better.
主啊, 盼望我们今天每一个能够得着一些, 能在和您的关系里, 与您更近一些。
So bless our time together, Lord, as we look to thee for everything. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
求你祝福我们的时间, 当我们聚集的时候, 奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
So we've been studying through the scriptures a topic as an example of the unity or the synthesis of scripture. Scripture is all of one.
我们一直在学习这个如何读圣经啊，当中我们讲到的一点就是合一的原则，就是经文互相解释的，以经解经的。
The Bible was written by up to 40 different writers over a period of about 1300 years.
因为圣经差不多是40个作者1300年里写成的。
But it's all one because there's only really one author, the Holy Spirit himself.
却是完全合一的，因为实际他真正的作者只有一个，就是圣灵。
So we've been looking at the main theme of the Bible.
所以我们来看这个点的时候呢，我们就用了一个方式，就是圣经的一个主题，我们来分享。
That is the theme of redemption by blood.
就是呢以血来救赎的这样的一个主题。
And we see right from the very Garden of Eden, where the very beginning, after our first parents fell, there needed to be a sacrifice in order for them to be clothed.
那在我们最初的我们的先祖亚当堕落的时候呢，他就需要一个祭物或者牺牲来遮盖他，以给他一个衣服。
They tried to cover themselves through their own efforts.
他们努力用自己的方式来遮盖,
but they were still could not stand in the presence of God.
这样的遮盖不能站立在神面前。
They were afraid when God showed up.
因为当神出现的时候，他们就害怕了。
So God had to. There's a picture of redemption there, where an innocent victim becomes their covering.
所以这时候呢，第一次的这样的献祭就出来了，一个无辜的祭物呢。
And of course, that pictures for us the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself so that we might be forgiven of all our sins.
这就是一个图景，就是耶稣基督作为祭物，把他自己献给我们，以至于我们能得着那义和赦免。
And we traced all the way through the Bible this picture of redemption from Abel, who approached God with a sacrifice and was accepted by God.
然后我们就从这开始就来一直往下查考圣经里这样的一个主题，就是以血救赎的主题。然后从这之后呢，就第一个就是亚伯他来到神面前献上那只羊，神也悦纳了。
Then we saw Cain, who tried to approach God and be accepted by him in his own works. And how God did not respect Cain and his offering.
就带着自己的努力来到神面前，但是神却没有悦纳。
And that's religion.
这就是宗教的。
Man's effort to please God in himself.
宗教总结起来呢，就是人用自己的努力想要来取悦神，用自己的方法。
Always the picture of a sacrifice, a victim slain in the stead of the offerer.
所以，是一个祭物的，生命哈，来赎人的罪，而不是一个献祭人自己的努力能够赎自己的罪。
And then we looked at Abraham and his offering of his son.
紧跟着我们就看见那个故事，亚伯拉罕他把自己的儿子献上。
That was a picture of God's offering His own Son for us.
这就是一个图景呢，在讲神把自己的圣子献上。
And whereas God did not allow Abraham to kill his son.
当然，我们知道上帝没有许可亚伯拉罕杀了他的儿子。
In fact, God did not spare His only Son.
同样呢，神也没有留下自己的独生圣子基督啊。
But He delivered Him up for us all.
他却把这圣子献给了我们。
Then we saw the Passover, the night when the destroying angel came through Egypt.
紧跟着我们又看了另一个故事，就是逾越节那灭命的天使啊来了。
And how all of Egypt was threatened by judgment.
那所有的埃及都在审判的这样的之下。
Except those houses where the blood of a Passover lamb was placed on the outside of the door of the houses of those that trusted God.
除非那些家他把羊血涂在门框和门楣上的那些家呢，就审判没有临到。
And so there we saw redemption in the sense of judgment passed over.
所以我们看见救赎在逾越节的时候呢，这个主题也一样显出来。
Instead of the sentence of death being passed on that household, it was the sentence was passed on that innocent victim.
所以本来这一家的长子也应该接受审判的，现在呢这样的审判却临到了那无辜的羔羊身上。
And that pictures for us that there is no judgment in Christ Jesus.
这对于我们来说就是一个图景呢，在耶稣基督里的就不再审判。
That he perfectly satisfied God's righteous judgment against sin.
因为他完美的完成了神对公义的审判的要求。
He bore in his own body the sins of all the world.
他把全世人的罪呢担在了自己身上。
And believing, we apply the blood, don't we?
那接着呢，我们看见他是的确把血是献上的。
We don't literally apply blood, but in believing in the finished work of Christ, it's the same thing.
我们是怎么接受？我们得着呢，就是相信。我们相信了这个血的功效就在我们身上。
So there we see judgment passed, forgiveness of sins, and we see in the person of the Lord Jesus complete acceptance before God.
所以我们都知道，借着这救赎的功啊，那个审判就全部过去了。然后呢，耶稣基督的救赎就完全在我们身上。
And so we looked at the New Testament too.
然后接着呢，我们看了新约。
And in John chapter 1 verse 29 again, or that, I think it's John.
约翰福音的一章二十九节。
We read that there was one who came before the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in order to prepare his ways.
那有一个人来到耶稣基督，就是神的圣子面前呢，来预备自己的路啊。
He came to prepare a people that would be ready to receive God's Son from heaven.
那他要预备这些人呢，能够接受神的圣子啊。
So it says, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Look, or behold, The Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world.
那次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
In this statement, John says he goes beyond just the narrow nation of Israel, and his work on the cross would include the entire world.
所以这里呢，约翰看见的不单单是一个狭窄的犹大人国度的概念，他已经看见了整个世人。
And then when you going through the New Testament, it expands and explains redemption.
所以你看新约呢，它不但拓展了，它也全然的解释了这个救赎的意义啊，远比这个旧约启示的要清楚。
And for example, we could look at First Peter. Chapter 1, verse 18.
彼得前书的一章十八节。四百一十页，彼得前书一章十八节。
For you know, he said.He's writing to people who knew this, who know this, and he's just reminding them. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers. But,
知道你们得赎，这里他说知道你们得赎是指着你们这些其实已经明白这个道理的，他提醒，那不是凭着脱去你们祖宗所传虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
But he says you were redeemed, verse 19, with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
对，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
In the book of Hebrews, it says that it was not possible that the blood of bulls and goats would satisfy God's righteous judgment.
因为在希伯来书说呢，那些羊、公牛和山羊的血啊，是没有办法能够满足神公义的要求的。
It took a better sacrifice.
所以一直是在等候一个更需要的、更好的祭物。
Those animals were not willing.
因为这些的祭物呢，不是自愿的。
They were innocent. There was no sin, but they were not a willing victim.
他们的确是无辜的，也是没有罪的，但是他们不是自愿的。
We saw how they had the horns of the altar, on the altar, and those horns, they were to secure the sacrifice before they were slain.
那在那个要吹角啊，应该是他说在杀这些羊之前呢。
And therefore, they were not willing victims.
所以他们不是自愿的。
They were not conscious victims.
而且他们也不是有意识的那些祭物。
But the Lord Jesus came for the purpose of offering himself, his body.
那耶稣来呢是就是要来把自己的身体献上，所以他是带着这个目的来。
Hebrews chapter 10，
希伯来书十章，往前翻一点。395页，394。
And we read about verse 3。
三节。希伯来书三节。
The writer to the Hebrews is concluding his argument here.
所以希伯来书的作者在这里呢，就把他的逻辑呢，在这里做了一个总结。
He says those sacrifices, that is those animal sacrifices, they are an annual reminder of sins.
希伯来书十章三节呢。说但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来，这些祭物是什么？就是那些公牛和山羊。
They reminded the children of Israel that they were still sinners, that their sin was not completely gone.
所以这是只是在提醒犹太人呢，他们还是罪人，他们的罪是没有全然消除的。
It was just a covering over.
只是呢暂时被遮盖。
It was the same as that covering over that Adam and Eve had in the garden.
所以这就像亚当夏娃自己在园子里临时遮盖一样。
God did not restore their original clothing.
因为神并没有恢复他们最初的那衣服。
But he covered their nakedness temporarily.
但是神却临时的遮盖了他们的赤身。
And today, what does the saint have as a covering?
那今天的圣徒们有什么做遮盖呢？
We're clothed in the righteousness of God.
我们是以披戴了神的义啊，耶稣基督的义的。
And that was secured for us by the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus.
所以这是靠着耶稣基督的献祭啊，他把自己献上来给我们提供的。
So he says those sacrifices, they're just a reminder of sins.
所以这句经文说呢，以前的那些羊的祭物只是叫人想起罪来。
And he explains in verse 4, because...It's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin.
因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。
How then can God be righteous and completely remove a believer's sins?
所以神怎么能够义啊，然后完全除掉这个罪人的罪呢？
Needed a better sacrifice.
所以他只能要另外的祭物了。
So he says in verse 5, therefore,When Christ came into the world, he said, Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. That is, for those animals, those bulls and goats and lambs that had been sacrificed from the beginning of the world, that God did not really desire them. It did not satisfy his justice.
所以第五节他说，所以就是基督来到世上的时候，就说神呢、啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的。你曾啊，就是祭物和礼物是什么？就是那些已经献的那个牛啊羊，这不能让神得着满足，义的满足。
The sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared me.
就是你曾给我预备了身体。
The incarnation was the Birth of the Son of God who was to be a sacrifice.
所以道成肉身就是神的圣子生在地上成为那祭物。
He would first of all manifest God's glory here on earth.
所以他首先要在地上显明神的荣耀。
As a born of man, he would glorify God as a man.
所以身为人呢，他也要作为人来荣耀神。
In every point that man failed, the Lord Jesus, he prevailed.
所以任何时候人失败啊，主耶稣却得胜了。
And so he glorified God, he honored God by being obedient in every step that he took, every word that he spoke.
他荣耀神的方式就是他每一步都是顺服天父的。
Even more, every thought that he thought glorified his Father.
甚至比这更多，他每一个心思意念都是顺服神，荣耀神。
And God approved of this sacrifice. He said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
所以神就悦纳了。所以他说呢，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
He says, "A body you have prepared me."
这里他说，你曾给我预备了身体。
This thing about sacrifice, you see, man was made in the image of God, not the animals. The animals were not made in the image of God. The animals do not have a spirit and a soul like a man does. Man's spirit and soul is eternal.
所以动物呢，它也不是按照神的形象样式造的，因为。动物是人是可以有神的形象的样式，动物却没有。
So it was man that sinned against God, not the animal. It was man that sinned against God, and that sin is an eternal sin against God.
所以是人得罪了神，不是动物。而且这样的得罪呢，因为人是有灵的，所以这样的得罪是永恒里的得罪。所以靠着动物献祭是没有用的。
So man had to pay for that sin.There was no man found on the earth, under the earth, or in heaven, or anywhere that could pay for our sins. It was impossible.
所以人呢是没有办法在地上找到一个义人能够来替人献祭，因为人都是罪人，所以找不到这样，因为动物不能完全替代人。
Had to be a perfect man, okay? There was never a perfect man after Adam. They were all degenerates after that. So God had to come himself as a perfect man to die for the sins of all of mankind. That eternal punishment that he took, the eternal judgment that he took for man, satisfied God.
所以神呢，必须要在人里面找一个完美的人，但是从亚当以来没有这样的人，所以神必须道成肉身。来替我们死在十架上，他成为完全的人，付上了全然的代价，而且这个代价是在永恒里付的，这是动物没法帮助的。
Okay,
thank you. That's a very important point that he makes.
这是非常重要的点啊。
That he was made in the image of God. This is what our brother Jeet was saying. Man was made in the image of God.
因为人是按照神的形象和样式造。
And as such, he failed to glorify God.
但却人却没有能够荣耀神了，虽然我们是按着这造的。
Very important point.
很重要的点。
So it says there again in verse 6 of chapter 10, with burnt offerings and sin offerings, you were not pleased.
对第十章的六节呢说燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。
It wasn't that God was unhappy. It wasn't. It's that He was not satisfied.
所以不是说呢神不喜欢或者，而是呢他不能得到满足啊。
Those victims, unwilling victims, thousands upon thousands were sacrificed on altars.
所以千千万万的牛羊啊都献在祭坛上。
They could not satisfy the heart of God.
但却这个不能满足神公义的要求。
But he says, "Here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, O God."
第七节，那时我说，神啊，我来了。这是耶稣的话，为要照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载。
Now the word there, scroll, is called literally the volume of the book.
所以这个经卷呢，其实就是很多的书啊。
And this is the Old Testament was the volume of the book all through the Old Testament.
就是指所有的旧约了。
All the testimony from Moses right through to Malachi testified of the coming of one that would remove sin forever.
所以从摩西一直到马拉基书啊，都是在指向。这要来赎罪的羔羊。
So we read in verse 26 of the previous chapter, chapter 9, verse 26.
我们往上看一章，九章的二十六节。
We're just breaking into the argument. Halfway through that verse 26, he says,But now he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself.
如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了，但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
So he has appeared once for all to take away sins completely.
所以他一次就把所有的罪除了。
That means if you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the sacrifice that He made on the cross, that means your sins are gone forever.
所以这就意味着你只要把你的信心放在去接受耶稣基督在十字架上所做成的赎罪之功呢，你所有的罪就都没了。
Was this sacrifice sufficient?
这样的一个献祭足够吗？
Well, let's look at two things.
我们来看两个事情。
Who was the sacrifice?
谁是那祭物呢？
The second person of the Trinity, God Himself.
就是第二位格的神，神的就是圣子啊。
Are God's works perfect, or is there things that are imperfect?
那神的工作是不是完美呢？ 或者说你可以说它不完美的。
When he made the world, he said, it's very good.
当神创造天地的时候，他每次都说神看着甚好。
And when he offered himself as the perfect sacrifice, that was the perfect sacrifice.
所以当他以自己为祭物献上，那这样的一个祭物就是完美的。
It was finished.
所以就成了。
Don't think you and I can add anything to that perfect work.
所以不要想象你我可以在这完美完成的工上添任何东西。
That's a danger.
这是非常危险的。
We are saved on the basis of faith in the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们是在相信，唯独相信那已经做成的耶稣基督的救恩之上而得救的。唯独相信人才能得救。
The second thing that we know is proof that was a perfect sacrifice was the very fact that he was raised again the third day.
那第二件呢？我们知道他这个祭被悦纳呢，就是他第三天复活了嘛。
He was delivered for our offenses. Romans chapter 4.
罗马书四章。
And verse 25.
罗马书四章二十四、二十五。
He was delivered over to death for our sins, and was raised to life for our justification.
耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯；复活，是为叫我们称义。罗马书四章二十五节。
Now justification.Is God? It's not God making us righteous.
所以称义哈，不是呢说神使我们变得义。
It's something higher than that.
是比这要高的。
It's God Himself declaring that on the basis of our faith in the finished work of Christ, He declares us righteous.
是呢，他借着我们相信耶稣基督已经做成的救恩这么一个事实，他在审判的时候宣布我们是不用付代价的义人。
Justification is not a process.
所以呢，称义它不是我们想象的一个进程。
That's sanctification.
这个进程呢，在基督里我们叫做成圣，叫称义。
Justification.Is where God says, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, all your sins are forgiven, and you are declared righteous before a holy God.
称义是指你信靠耶稣基督的那一刻，神就宣布，就像法官宣布一样，你是一个义人，因为你相信并接受了耶稣基督已经做成的那救恩。所以这是一个始点。
That is our standing before the throne of God.We are declared righteous.
这是我们的地位，就是我站在神的宝座前，在神眼里，我已经是一个全然圣洁的义人。
It's not the process by which God is renewing us day by day after the image of His Son.
所以这个不是我们在一个得救之后呢，神不断更新我们的这样一个进程，不是这个概念，那个叫成圣。
You must get this point anchored into your soul.
所以你一定要把这两个东西啊，这两个概念，深深地扎到你的灵魂的毛里去啊！这两个概念极其重要。
Or you'll always be troubled with doubts about your salvation.
否则你会始终怀疑你的救恩，到底有没有得救
？His salvation is not us trying to prove to God that we are righteous.
所以得救不是说我来到神面前想要证明。我是得救的人来到神面前。
That's not of faith.
这不叫信心。
Faith is trusting in the completed work of Calvary, the Lord Jesus, the sacrifice.
信心是已经相信那已经做完了的耶稣基督在十字架上做完了的工，你相信并接受进来，这叫信心。
But it's trusting What the finished work of Christ, where God puts His stamp upon that work and said, "That is all that needs to be done has been done in Christ.
所以这个当你信靠时候呢，神就印了印呢，啊，就像那个印记一样，说所有你应该做的、需要做的全部做完了，因为神做了，你接受了，这就称义了，这件事就已经结束了。
Don't put any conditions on that.
不要在这个基础上加任何的条件。
We can add nothing to the salvation that God provides, and we can take nothing away from it.
我们既不能在神做成的救恩上添什么东西，也不能从里面删什么东西。
When the Lord Jesus cried out on the cross, "It is finished," that meant the transaction of the Son paying for our sins to the righteousness of His God, it was completely finished.
所以当耶稣在十字架上喊那个成了那句话，就意味着，耶稣基督替我们付了罪的代价，那所做成的义的这个功啊，已经全然这个交易达成了，已经把这给了神，神也悦纳了，所以这样的审判就结束了。
What God did by sacrificing His Son, don't you and I try to add to that by our feeble efforts.
所以我们不要以我们微弱的、我们的虚弱的这个努力啊，往上添。添什么呢？就添神已经借着耶稣基督做成的这救赎的功，这是一个完美的，做成的作品。你不能你自己往上用你的努力往上添什么。
That's like telling God, God, your work is not finished. I can add to what you have done.
因为你要往上添，就相当于跟神说呢，耶稣基督做成的功不够，还得等我，我还得再做一点，才能救我。
That appeals to human pride.
这样的并不是发明别的，只发明我自己的骄傲，其实是满足我的骄傲来的。
You need to humble yourself and just receive the salvation of God 100%.
所以你需要谦卑你自己，100%接受这神做成的救恩。
There's a line of an old hymn. It goes like this. Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to your cross I cling.
所以有一个很古老的圣诗是这么唱的，他说在我手里啊，我没有带什么任何东西来，但是呢，我简单的来到十字架上，十字架前，我紧紧的抓住你的救恩。
When the Lord Jesus finished that work and cried, finished, that should finish all your works as well.
所以当耶稣说成了在十字架上的时候，这也把你所一切为了你得救所做的事也都成了。
The Jews came to Jesus one day and said to him, "What can we do that we might work the works of God?"
所以犹太人会有一天来到耶稣面前说，我要做什么才能得神的功啊？就是我。
He said, "This is the work of God."
然后耶稣说，那你这就是做神的功了。
That you believe on Him who He sent.
就是你信那差，神所差来的圣子，就是做神的功了啊！这应该是约翰福音六章的话。
That's all we can do.
对，这就是我们能做的。
It's in Ephesians chapter 2.
我们来看一下以弗所书二章。
And verse 8, that well-known verses.
二章八节，这是非常著名的一个经文。
For it is by God's, it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God.
以弗所书二章八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
It's not by works, he emphasizes.
这里他又强调了第九节，这不是出于行为。
If it's by works, then we can boast.
免得有人自夸。
So much of Christianity is adding to the work of Christ.
所以很多的基督教里面的教导是往努力想往这个神做成的工上添东西。
You must work. Christ died for you, but you must work as well.
所以神是为你死了，以基督为你死了，但你也还得做。
But then the question comes up. How much work do I have to do in addition to what Christ has done in order to be saved?
那自然就会有一个问题，那既然耶稣做的不够，那我还要做多少才够我去得救呢？这个程度是多少？
Then you begin to look inside.
这个时候呢，你就会转向不看神，你看自己了。
You see the old nature there, the sinful nature that still is there.
然后你看见自己的都是你的老我，你肉体的败坏的还在吗？
And you can begin to doubt whether or not you really are saved enough.
然后你就开始怀疑你是不是真的得救了。
Have I done enough to be saved?
我做了，是不是做得够我得救了呢？我配不配得呢？
You're looking in the wrong direction.
这是完全错误的方向。
Turn around and look, fix your eyes on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你要转向，你要定睛在耶稣基督做成的十字架的工上。
He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest."
因为耶稣说，你们凡劳苦担重担的，就到我这里来，我要给你们得安息。
That rest of trying to save yourself.
因为这样的安息是能够真的使你得救。
And so that's the finished work of the Lord Jesus is what should finish our trying to work for our salvation.
所以耶稣基督做成的功啊，其实也要给我们自己努力要做自己得救的功啊，划一个句号。
So now we'd like to ask another question.
好，现在我们再问另外一个问题。
We've talked about the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
那我们一直在讲耶稣基督做成的十字架的功啊。
It was necessary that there should be redemption of His lost creatures.
所以要是他的受造失丧之后要救，的确是必须的。
But was God taken by surprise when man sinned and ruined His creation?
那我的问题是，当人堕落犯罪之后，这对神是一个大的意外吗？
Did God say, now I'm going to have to rescue. It becomes a rescue operation.
那神说，哎呀，这下糟糕，我要开始拯救了，要做一个救的手术了。
Or did He have something else in mind?
或者他有其他的在脑子里呢？
What was God's purpose in doing all this?
那神许可这一切或者做这一切的目的是什么呢？
He made man in His own image.
他按照他的形象来造了人。
Gave him dominion over the whole world.
把整个全地交在人的手下。
And this glorious creation was very good.
那这荣美的创造真的很好。
In the garden, they had the perfect environment.
那在园子里啊，这是环境真，伊甸园这是很美的。
And from his own side, God gave Adam someone who corresponded to him, who was just like him.
而且在亚当的肋旁啊，神就造了夏娃啊，那完全能够帮助他、陪伴他。
How long did these conditions last?
这样的一个状态持续了多久呢？
Was the question then is, did God not foresee this happening?
神难道没有预见到，或者说这是个意外吗？
He could have prevented this.
神完全可以阻止，不是吗？
You see, He could have made them without a free will.
那就是使他们没有自由意志就好。
And like the animals,
就像动物，
they would just have instincts and they'd be just like a higher animal.
那就像动物只有本能，那可能人比动物呢要就高阶动物了。
Just like the atheists think, like the materialists think.
就像无神论或物质主义者所想的那样。
Like the evolutionists think.
像进化论者所想的那样。
Man is just a higher animal.
那人就是一个高阶动物，进化来的，还是动物。
But he didn't. He made them after his own image.
但神不是这样，神是按照他的形象和样式造的人呢。
He made free moral creatures.
他是造了一个有自由意志、有道德标准的人。
They were created in His likeness and His image.
他的样式和形象造的。
Not only did they represent Him on earth, but they resembled Him.
所以他不但代表人不但代表神，也是像神一样做事。
And as such, they could have fellowship. They could correspond with God.
这样呢，人就可以回应神的爱啊。所以神给了人这些自由意志，可以来回应他。
But surely he would know that if you're going to have a free moral creature, you've got to demonstrate that.
所以就是因为人有这样的个自由的道德的意志哈，所以神需要显明啊，人是可以有的呀。
There had to be a test.
那这个显明就需要有一个测试了，对吧？否则就谈不上选择了。
God put two trees in the middle of that garden.
所以园子里好多树，但当中有两棵很特别的树。
There was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and there was the tree of life.
有一棵树呢，叫善恶树；有一棵树呢，叫生命树。这两棵树和其他树不一样。
Now, all of creation began with full energy, so man would need the tree of life in order to live forever.
所以一切的受造，包括人呢，我们因为有肉体，所以我们需要。要饮食来支持我的生活。
And man was free to eat that.
所以这些树呢，神是许可人随便吃的。
But there was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which man was not to partake of.
那两棵树当中的那一棵善恶树呢，神却告诉人不能吃。
He could have glorified God by obeying God.
人本可以呢，借着顺服神啊来荣耀神。
But instead, he took of that fruit because he had ambition to be like God.
但是他却吃了那善恶树的果子，因为他们想跟神一样。
And as such, then, man fell.
但因此呢，人就堕落了。
What result?
结果如何呢？
God had this long period of where he would have to redeem man, a way whereby he would have to redeem man.
所以神要在这之后很长的时间做这一件工，就是救赎。
But as I asked the question before,Was God taken by surprise about this?
那我们回到我们刚才那个问题，这样的事情神意外吗？
Or was this part of a plan that preceded the creation of the world?
或者说呢，在创世以先的永恒里，这就是计划的一部分呢？
We read that the Lord Jesus Christ, the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, was foreordained before.Adam and Eve were even created.
所以我们知道神是在万事以先，在亚当夏娃被造之前呢，耶稣基督受难就已经是定好了。
God knew,
因为神知道
that man tested would fail.
因为他知道人在那次测试里会失败。
But it was part of another plan, a greater plan.
但是这样的失败却成了神。另外的计划或一个更大计划的一部分了。
His master plan.
或者他主要计划的部分。
Now we've been studying the scriptures and we've traced the doctrine of redemption all the way through the scriptures, if you've been with us for the last few weeks.
所以过去几周呢，我们是把这救赎的这个主题啊，一直的查考下来。
But what we find is God's plan is laid out in the very beginning of the Bible.
因为我们看见的神的计划是在圣经的最初就已经显明了。
There's a picture that's given to us.
那就是借着一幅图景告诉我们的。
And really it tells the whole story of God's great plan. Right on the opening chapters of Genesis.
所以在创世纪一开始，神的宏伟计划呢，其实他就已经开始向我们显明。
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
我们看一下创世纪的二章。
Genesis chapter 1 is the account of the creation of the heavens and the earth and all that is within the earth.
所以创世纪一章呢是在讲这所有创造地上创造的信息。
He fills the earth with created beings.
神让受造物呢充满了地。
And he puts man at the very top.To have dominion as God's representative.
神就把人放在代表神来管制全地的那样最高的位置。
Verse 7 of chapter 2, the first part is a summary of chapter 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array.And he talks about the seventh day and so on. Then in verse 7, he goes back to the sixth day and gives some details on how he created man.
二章前面是在讲这个第一章的一个总结哈，到第六、第七节呢，他就开始说神造人的细节了。
Says the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and the man became a living being.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人将生气吹在他鼻孔里他就成了有灵的活人。
And then we read later that the Lord he made all kinds, he made a garden in the east of Eden in verse 8 and he put the man he had formed.
第八节呢他就在伊甸做了一个园子就把所造的人放在那。
Notice that it was a garden in Eden. Eden was a district of the new earth.
所以伊甸园啊是一个新地的一个部分。
And it was a beautiful earth.
那是一个非常美的地、啊。
No curse was there.
没有咒诅。
All fresh from the hand of God.
从神手里啊都是全新的。
But that wasn't good enough for his new creature, man.
但对他所新造的人来说依然不够。
He created something special.A garden.
所以他造了一些在园子里特别的东西。
That was there to be their home. It was the throne room for Adam and later Eve, which we want to look at.
这是他们的家哈，或者说他们的宝座所在，对于那个亚当和夏娃来说。
Now verse 18.
十八节。
The man is alone.
这个人是独居的。
He doesn't realize his aloneness.
就他没意识到自己是独居的。
He's not made aware of that.
他自己受造他没有这个意识他是单独的。
But God realizes that he needs a companion.
神意识到他需要一个配偶。
Verse 18, the Lord God said, "It's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him."
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
That's the first not good of the scripture.
这是圣经里第一次讲到不好。
So, interestingly enough, that statement is.Made before the Lord does something else. What he's going to do, he's going to introduce the idea of a complementary being that would correspond to him. He's going to introduce that idea.
所以他在这里他要引入一个什么概念，就是一个受造呢能够回应他的这样的一个受造，所以他把这个配偶造出来，其实是要把这个概念介绍给我们。
Also, he is going to demonstrate the intellectual capacities and abilities of Adam himself.
所以他也要显明呢，亚当他的智力啊，或者他的能力。
Verse 19.
十九节。
So now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air, and he brought them to the man to see what he would name them.
耶和华第十九节，用土所造的野地各样走兽、空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么。
This was an exercise of his intellectual and analytical abilities.
所以这就是对亚当的一个智力和分析或者他的能力的一次训练了。
Adam would then observe an animal.
对，亚当先要观察这个动物。
And just as we have the science of taxonomy, which is the science of description of species.
就像生物学啊，就是我们来研究。来描述各个不同的物种。
he could give a name to that animal that perfectly described him, or the animal, and differentiated from all other animals or birds or species. Something distinctive.
所以亚当必须要做什么？他要先观察这动物，然后呢，要把这动物和其他动物区别出来，然后呢，还要给到一个这个名字呢，很好的能够描述它。
So Adam was the first scientist of taxonomy.
所以亚当呢，应该是第一个人类的生物学家。
And because he had an intellect that had come directly from God, unimpaired by sin.He could instinctively analyze that animal and give it the true name.
所以正是因为亚当他是从神来的那个智慧啊，那时候还没有被罪所玷污，所以他能够从他里面出来的很准确的能够把每一个生物看出来、描述出来，然后命名。
And God, he brought them to the man called them, and that was the name of the animal.
所以这就会说呢，那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。
So he gave names, verse 20, to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field.
那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名。
But notice this next line.
注意下面一节。
Of verse 20.
二十节。
But for Adam, no suitable helper was found.
只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
Each of the species that came before him, each kind rather, that came before him, they were male and they were female. We read in the first chapter, he made them male and female.
所以我们每一个受造来到亚当前面呢，他都是一公一母过来的哈。
Would Adam then wonder, here is...A species, there is the female, and you could see how they would complement each other.
所以亚当能看见呢，这个一公一母他们是很配合的，就是能够回应彼此。
And for Adam, there was not a complement.
那亚当却是自己在那。
So then, the Lord provides this beautiful picture.
所以神呢就提供了这很美的一个图景。
He could have formed woman of the dust of the ground.
神也可以用尘土啊再造一个女人，他可以的。
And formed her every bone, every muscle, every vein, every molecule of her body would be real.
然后呢， 造他的造这个女人的肌肉骨骼每一个细胞都是真的，就但是呢是另外在造的。
But that's not what he did.
但他并不是这么来造的。
He was perfectly capable of that.
当然他可以，神当然有这完全的能力，完全没问题。
But this is going to be a picture of God's master plan.
所以这里呢，需要有一个我们要知道，他是给了我们一个图景，告诉我们神的主计划是什么。
Instead, what does he do?
换句话，他做了什么呢？
He causes a deep sleep to fall upon Adam.
他就使亚当沉睡了。
And from his side, he removes part of Adam.
所以在亚当的肋旁呢，他就拿了一块肉。
Some bone and some flesh.
一个肋骨和一些肉。
It doesn't say rib, but it probably was a rib or a portion of a rib.
对，所以他虽然没有讲，应该就是肋骨哈，应该是肋骨。
And from that he made a woman.
所以在这个基础上，他造了一个女人。
Now I'm going to suggest that he took something else.
我假设呢，我们另外来看这个角度，他不是取了肋旁，换别的地方。
Men and women differ in many different ways.
所以男人和女人呢是很多方面不同的。
Emotionally.
的情感上。
Intellectually.
智力上。
One is not superior to the other.
不是说一个比另一个更好啊。
They are complementary.
但他们是互补。
But God took something out of man, you might say, of his soul, and put it into the woman. So man is not the same. Man, Adam was not the same as before he took Eve out of her. He was not any more complete in himself.
所以呢，神从亚当身上取了一部分啊，做成夏娃呢，这就意味着在这个之后的亚当已经不是原来的亚当了，他已经是少了一块的亚当了。
He gave a big part of himself.
因为亚当把自己的一块哈给出去了。
Now, when Adam woke up,
所以当亚当醒过来的时候
，he broke into poetry.
他就开始写诗了。
This is bone of my bones. This is flesh of my flesh.
他说这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
He was delighted with what God had done.
然后亚当特别高兴神做的这创造。
This was not just some alien creature. This was from himself.
这不是什么外星的动物，这是从他里面出来的。
There's God's master plan.
这就是神的主计划
a picture
但是是一个图景一个预表的图像
let's if you look at Ephesians chapter 1
然后我们来看以弗所书一章
this is a deep secret
这是一个很深的秘密了奥秘了神的奥秘
In the New Testament,
在新约
it says verse 3,
三节，一章三节。
For he chose us in him before the creation of the world.
因为他四节，他在创世以前，在基督里拣选了我们。以弗所书一章四节。
God had a plan for His Son.
所以神有一个计划对他的圣子。
That there might be a bride for His Son.
那就是他的圣子啊，会有一个新娘。
God could have created subjects like when He created the angels.
所以神呢也可以。像造天使那样啊，造一些受造。
He could have created a whole kingdom of servants that would do his bidding.
他也造一大群的
王国里的国度里的仆人来做他的工都可以的。
But he wanted a bride that would correspond to his son himself.
但他需要一个新娘，他想造一个新娘啊，能够回应这圣子的爱啊。
Now, how does God go about this great plan?
那神怎么来完成这伟大的计划呢？
He caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam.
所以他使亚当呢沉睡了。
And there upon the cross, God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在十字架上呢，神也使基督啊也有一段时间是黑暗的。
It was a sleep of death.
但这个是死亡的黑暗。
Mystery of mysteries, how could God die?
因为在一切的奥秘里，神，对，因为神是生命的源头，神怎么能死呢？
It was the deep sleep of death.
对，但这个是一个死亡的沉睡，有三个小时的黑暗。
Not only that, it was the deep sleep of a removal of the God Himself from His Son.
也是一个沉睡啊，是这个神父神和圣子啊，它是有分开的。
So deep was that sleep that the Son cried out as He was bearing our sins, "My God, My God, why have You forsaken me?"
这个如此之深呢，以至于在耶稣在十字架上说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
That's just before he died.
就在他死之前。
He died forsaken.
所以他是被离弃而死的。
That's a deep, deep sleep.
这是一个非常深的死亡的沉睡。
And from his side,
然后从他的肋旁，
the Roman centurion came by that day when the light came back.There were the two thieves, one on either side, still groaning in the pain of their crucifixion.
因为呢，那一天呢，那个尸体不能留在十字架上，所以罗马兵丁过来呢，要杀了他们三个。然后耶稣边上两个强盗呢，都还在那痛苦的呻吟呢。
But the form on that middle cross hung limply. His spirit had gone.
那中间的那个耶稣呢，他的灵已经走了，就是他已经死了。
The governor had given orders that those victims being crucified should be killed before sunset.
因为所有的这个三个人呢，都是在日落之前必须要死，这是兵丁得到的命令。
So the soldier in charge, the centurion, would have his men, they had a big mallet.Heavy mallet with a big wooden head, and they would break the legs of those crucified victims.
那兵丁那个时候他们会有个锤，大木锤子，然后他们拿那个大木锤子呢，会把那钉在十字架上人的腿骨打断。
Because what would happen was, when you hang long enough, your muscles lose the ability to hold yourself up.And so they sag down. It compresses the chest, so you can't breathe.
所以在十字架上的人，他发生的情况呢，就是他一开始这个姿势久了呢，他手就撑不住，这个身体就会往下沉。往下沉的时候呢，肺就受压迫，就会窒息。
So in order to breathe, they would have to use their legs to push up.So they could fill their lungs to get their next breath.
那这时候呢，他就必须用脚啊，把自己再撑起来，这样的他的肺呢还能呼吸。
And all this time pulling against those nails that nailed them there.
但这些的动作啊，都会扯到那个钉啊，就是钉他的那个钉，是很疼的。
So those that were hanging on the cross, they were alternately heaving themselves up and groaning and back down again, because they would.
所以这样的时候呢，这些人他都是反反复复啊，在十字架上一会儿用这个脚撑起来，然后撑不住又垂下去，然后为了呼吸又再撑起来，就这么一个过程。
So they would break the legs.
所以兵丁为了让他们在当天就能死呢，就要把他们的腿都打断。
And the sufferers would then suffocate.
然后基本上打断以后，他们就窒息而死。
unable to raise themselves to get any.
他没有办法再能立起来，就窒息死。
But when they came to the center cross,
然后如果他们来，当他们来到中间这十字架的时候
，the centurion who was an expert executioner.
那这个百夫长他是个非常有经验的这个执行十字架的人。
He saw that he was already dead.
对，百夫长看见耶稣就已经死了那个时候。
And just to be sure.
然后他们为了确实确保。
Took his spear, pierced the side.
然后他就拿了个枪呢，扎了一下耶稣的肋旁，因为确保他是死的。
And out from that spear thrust flowed blood and water.
然后呢，肋旁就流出了血和水。
It was from the very side of the Savior that the church was born. Blood washed once.
所以就在那肋旁啊，我们救主的肋旁呢，这教会就诞生了，那血就洁净了教会。
Would be the church that he bought with his own blood.
所以这就是他用他的血买赎出来的教会。
That would be a bride.For the Lamb.
那就是羔羊的新娘了。
That's God's master plan.
这就是神的主要的计划，那大的计划。
Salvation is not plan B.
所以救恩不是一个 B 计划，不是一个被迫的计划。
It was all his plan from the beginning.
这是在万事以先就是神的计划。
It would be a bride that would say, I do.I will.
这是那新娘跟新郎说我愿意的计划。
This was not a slave. This is not a robot. This is a woman that would come. That's what the church is pictured as a bride to say to her bridegroom as he woos her in the spirit. She says, I willingly come to you.
所以这不是个机器人，也不是个奴隶，这是一个。神的新娘啊，基督的新娘，来到耶稣那说：“主啊，我愿意。”
We'll come back after a break and we'll
先休息一下。
We will trace the end of the Lamb, the Bride and the Lamb, as it goes through the rest of the Scriptures, to fill up the picture of God's great purposes in the Lamb and His bride.
那我们最后在那个休息之后的那，我们要分享的就是羔羊的最终的结局啊，因为新娘和羔羊啊，整个在圣经里它是一直持续的这个主线，直到最后的。
We can only finish this by the great doxology that Paul says in Romans chapter 11.
And
verse 33.
罗马书的十一章的三十三节。
Romans 11:33. All the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
他说：“深哉，神丰富的智慧和知识啊！”罗马书十一章三十三节。
How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing! Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever.
他的判断何其难寻，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。 OK， 我们做一个祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这些宝贵的真理，更借着基督启示给我们您那长阔高深的爱啊，盼望我们在明白以后，我们愿意接受不但这救恩，更愿意认他成为我们的主，因为他救我们是要让我们就如同新娘 和羔羊一样，能够回到那最初的设计，是吧？也求您带着我们，真的经历这长阔高深的爱，明白神的心意。也祝福我们一会儿的饮食和后面的学习。祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Jesus is going to say a few words, but we'll have a word of prayer just before we commence again.
好，我们再做一个祷告啊，咱们开始之前，然后 Jesus 长老会给我们一些新的东西。
Oh God, our Father, we thank you for this great plan of salvation.
主啊，我们要如此感恩，为这救恩的伟大计划。
It goes beyond our wildest dreams.
因为这让我们连最大的想象也想象不出来。
And so, Lord, we read that the eye has never seen, nor has the ear ever heard.
因为我们所看见的是眼所未曾见，耳所未曾听的。
The things that God has prepared for those that love Him.
那就是神为一切爱他的人所预备的。
But Lord, you have revealed these both through your Spirit to us.
谢谢您借着您的灵启示给我们的这一切真理。
We had a little taste of it. This morning,
我们今天早晨尝了那一点。
Lead us on, Lord, we pray.
继续带领我们。
That your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, might live in us, and you might be glorified as a result.
盼望您的圣子基督能够继续活在我们里面，您的名得荣耀。
That he might live through us to perfectly glorify you and reward your effort.
主啊，也求您带领我们把基督的生命在我们里面活出来，能够荣耀您的名。
So teach us again, we pray by your Spirit.
求您今天继续教导我们。
We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Maybe I can just make a few comments before Eric starts again. But we were a while ago we were in the Garden of Eden.And in this garden, we were talking about the two trees, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. So there were two choices in that garden, two trees.
所以刚才 Eric 提到的那个在伊甸园呢有两棵的树啊，一棵叫善恶树，一棵叫生命树，这就代表两个选择，人最初面对的两个选择。
One tree was life, one tree was death.
一个生一个死
and it's, that's the way it went but Adam chose death he chose that tree of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil
但是亚当却选择了死就是选择了那善恶树
you see sometimes people say well why did God put that tree in there you know to tempt Adam
很多时候人会说神为什么要把那棵树放在那来那可是亚当受试探呢
He wanted Adam to have a free will.
因为他希望亚当是有全然的自由意志。
But he wanted to keep him away from death. He didn't want Adam to die.
但同样呢，神也希望亚当能够免于死亡。这是犯罪，不是神要亚当的本意。
You see, when we have little children, we are always trying to keep our children away from evil.
当我们有孩子的时候，我们也努力想使孩子远离罪嘛。
We don't want them to know evil.
我们也不希望他知道恶的事。
We want them to be good children.
我们希望他们是好孩子。
And that's what God wanted for Adam and Eve. He wanted them to be good people. He didn't want them to be exposed to the evil.
那这也是神对亚当和夏娃的心，他希望他们是好的，不是希望他们去做恶的。
So they made their mind up to choose death.
所以他。并不是神使他们去选那死亡的。
But you know, our God, He didn't just leave Adam and Eve and His family in death. He wanted them to have life.
所以神没有带他们到死亡啊，神盼望他们选择生命。
God has always wanted man to be close to Him, to love Him, and to provide for Him. Just like our children, we want to give them everything.
就像神，像我们爱我们的孩子，愿意给孩子提供所有的供应一样，神也是这么样，他愿意跟我们有爱的关系，愿意供应我们。
He wants to talk to us. He wants to walk with us. He wants to teach us as we're learning here in His Word.
他希望跟我们有一起同行，跟我们说话，跟我们教导我们，就像今天上午一样。
The other story we were reading about here is the animals. God gave Adam to name the animals. And when Adam was going to name the animals.When we have little babies, we have little children, we name our children. And because of the name we give them, they're very special to us. And we have this closeness to our children. They're not like anything else. So when Adam named those animals, it was a bonding between him and the animals. He was supposed to take care of the animals. How can you take care of them if you don't love them?
所以当亚当和这些动物命名的时候呢就像我们孩子生出来我们要给他起名起名其实就我们跟他爱的关系就建立了这是非常紧密的亲密的一个关系所以若亚当开始给动物起名啊，他若不爱这些动物他怎么能够去管理他们呢他起名其实就建立了一个亲密的关系
How can we love God if we don't know much about him as a stranger in our life
同样的道理啊我们若不认识神，我们跟他是一个陌生人，这样，我们怎么可能爱他呢
？Now that opportunity was lost in the garden, but God is giving us a new opportunity, a better opportunity than what it was in the garden. He spoke to us in the language of love through His Son Jesus, and now He's saying to mankind, choose. Will you choose death, or will you choose life
所以同样的道理啊人在亚当夏娃在伊甸的那一次呢就选错了就失散了但是呢神现在又把我们回到这个状态但是这个状态会比以前更好因为呢神现在借着耶稣基督啊跟我们用爱里啊来启示他自己然后再让我们做一次选择你是要神的爱呢还是要死亡就是你接受基督呢还是拒绝他
So this is the second time God is saying to mankind, choose life. Why will you choose death?
所以这是第二次啊，神再跟人说，选择生命吧。为什么要选择死亡呢？
You know, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
然后耶稣说呢，我是道路、真理和生命。
You know something I was just pondering, that the way God made us,That he put love in our heart, whether it's love for our children, love for one another, love for the animals, our pets and things, and love for this life that God has given us. He's given us this love in our heart because God is love.
而且神造我们呢，是其实是把这爱的回应啊放在我们里面，就是我们里面很自然会有这样的爱的感觉。你爱你的家里的动物啊、宠物啊、孩子呀、亲人啦。神也是这样，就神是爱我们的，所以我们知道神的爱的意思。
And he has expressed his love to mankind. I just brought the tears when Eric was talking about what took place on the cross when Jesus was hanging there. But you can't help but cry. Your heart just mourns for the great love God had for you and for this whole world. How can you just ignore such a great love?
所以我们怎么知道神的爱呢？就他在十字架上全然显明了。所以当刚刚 Eric 讲这十字架上神的这些事情的时候呢，长老说他都哭了啊。他说他我们来到神的爱面前，我们思想这恩典，我们怎能不被感动呢？他就是想要告诉我们他有何等的爱我们。
We want our mother and father to love us. We want our friends to love us.We want all our brothers and sisters to love us. That's in our heart. We want love. We'll go all out to try to get love.
然后我们里面其实最大的需要就是对爱的需要。我们希望家人爱我们，我们希望亲人朋友们爱我们。其实我们很
很迫切想要找到那真正舍己的爱。
It was a song I used to listen to when I was a young boy, and talks about love. It says, "I would give anything for love."
有一个诗，一首歌哈，说我愿意把一切都给出去，就为了得着一个真的爱。
But I'll not do that. I will give everything for love, but I will not do that. The world is looking for love everywhere, in this corner and that corner, but they will not do this. They will not turn to the Lord Jesus for love.
那世界呢，总是矛盾和错误的。他愿意把一切给出去，但他就是不肯到基督这来得那真的爱。
And you know something? It's a very solemn thing, very, very solemn thing. In hell, there is no love.
那这个事情的另外一面呢，是非常严肃的，非常非常严肃的。那就是呢，选择的另一面，在地狱里是就一点爱都没有。
And people will say, "I will do anything for love," but when they're in hell, they will never find love.
就像人说，我要为了一切，舍掉一切，我都愿意找着爱。但是在地狱里呢，你想做任何事情得着爱也是不可能的。
And this is the thing that man most desire, is love.
对，因为人内心最需要的就是舍己的爱，这爱就在神里，就在基督里。
I wonder if we could turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们来到以弗所书的第五章。以弗所书五章。
We read verse 25.
五章的二十五节。
Here, Paul wanting to illustrate how a husband ought to love his wife, he points to the one who made the ultimate sacrifice for his bride, the Lord Jesus.
所以保罗在这里想要教导丈夫和妻子的关系啊，丈夫该如何爱妻子，他就把这样的一个解释呢，指向了那真正爱到为他的教会，就是他的新娘献上自己生命的基督，他就是那丈夫的这个形象了。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church.And gave himself up for her.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。以弗所书五章二十五节。
As husbands, I don't think any of us come anywhere close to that.
作为我是一个丈夫啊，他说我们这些做丈夫的好像离这个离得还挺远的。
The Lord Jesus, in order to give himself up.For the church, he had to give up, first of all, he had to give up his position at the Father's right hand.
所以耶稣为了他的教会，为了他新娘，他首先要做的就是他先把他的位置啊，先要离开父神的右边。
He, as the Son, was the executor of the will of the Father.
作为圣子呢，他其实是执行圣父旨意的那一位。
But he...humbled himself and became a man, a babe, through the womb of a woman.
所以他却谦卑自己啊，成为一个婴孩，借着童女怀孕生出来。
He was God manifest in the flesh, but in the form of a helpless baby.
他是神呐，道成肉身变成人，却是起先以一个无助的婴儿而出现的。
Unable to do one thing for itself.
也不能为自己做一点任何的事情。
Completely dependent upon his mother.
完全依靠他的母亲。
What humiliation, what a step from so high a position to so low a place.
这样的谦卑是从这么高的位置啊变成这么低，这个谦卑是何等的大。
He gave up his own will.
他完全放掉了自己的意愿。
To accomplish the will of the Father.
就完成父的意愿。
And throughout his ministry on earth, he completely fulfilled the will of God.
在他一切地上的服事里，他就完成了天父的旨意。
His thoughts were never for himself.
他从来不去为自己想什么。
It was always for the care and the good of others that he acted and that he spoke.
永远都是为了天父的旨意啊。
He had no independent will to speak from himself.
他完全没有从自己为了自己的利益而来的独立的意愿。
Or to do anything independent of God.
或者说呢，做任何事情，不要神的旨意的。
He says, "The words that I speak, they are the words I receive from my Father."
所以他说，我所说的这一些话都是父的话。
The works that I do, they are my Father's works.
我所做的事呢，也是父的事。
What I see my Father doing, that's what I do.
所以我父做的，我看见也做。
All this humiliation was only preparatory. Was a preparation.
所以所有这些都是个预备啊，他的谦卑，这些都只是个预备。
Where he would make the ultimate sacrifice when he would lay his life down upon the cross.
因为他最终的舍己是在十字架上把自己的生命献上。
He would give up everything.
那样他就把所有都给出来了。
That's why we read there that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
所以基督呢，爱教会，就把所有都给出来了。
Adam didn't give a lot up.
亚当没有给太多东西出去。
A little bit of bone and a little bit of flesh.
给了一点骨头，给了一点肉啊。
He got a good rest out of it, I would imagine.
在那段时间可能还休息得不错。
The operation was a success.
手术做得也很成功。
I'm sure that God healed it up immediately, so there was no pain.
相信神很快就医治好了，所以没有痛的。
But contrast that with the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但跟这个相对比，你就看见耶稣所受的难是何等的大。
But he did it because of what?
他做这个为了什么呢
？Love.
就是爱嘛。
See, Adam didn't even know what he was getting.
所以亚当都不知道他在得什么。
The Lord Jesus knew beforehand.It says that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, as now sat down at the right hand of the Father.
对，所以他说他在万事以先哈，他其实就已经知道了啊。他刚才念了一段，应该是希伯来书的十二章的经文哈。他说呢。他说他为仰望我们为信心创始成终的耶稣啊，他因摆在那前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Even though it seems like that picture of Adam and Eve, Adam receiving Eve, is an illustration of a deeper truth.
所以亚当和夏娃其实是一个解释或者一个图景，来告诉我们一个更深的属灵真理。
In fact, it's only a very faint echo of the reality.
其实这也只是一个非常微弱的回声啊，对什么？对那个真正神要启示我们的真理。亚当和夏娃这只是非常小的一个。
Because the reality is so much wider and deeper, greater.
因为真实神要告诉我们的是更深、更广、更大。
And so, the result is we find in verse 30.
第三十节啊，我们在以弗所书五章三十节。
We are members of His body.
他说我们是他身上的肢体。
See, we have been built as the bride of Christ.
所以我们是被造啊，是成为神的新娘的。
He gave himself up for us, the church.
他把自己舍了，为了我们这教会。
Now, just in case you don't understand what the word church means, let's just review that for a moment.
所以首先呢，我们要稍微回顾一下教会这个词的定义。
It might be a little confusing. Church, bride, bride, church. What does that mean?
因为我们有的时候呢，会把教会、新娘、新娘、教会呢，你放在一起就会有点糊涂。
The Greek word is ecclesia.
希腊词呢叫 ecclesia.
Yeah, and it means simply a called out assembly of people.
那就是呢一群被呼召出来的人就是教会。
So the church, in simple terms, are people that have been called out of the world to the Savior.
所以教会怎么定义呢？就是一群从世界世人中被呼召分别出来归神的这么一群人叫教会。
They've listened to the Father's call, and they've come to the Savior.
所以他们听到了神的呼召，来到救主面前。
The Son.
就是圣子。
They put their faith in the Son, and they are sealed then by the Holy Spirit.
然后他们把信心放在基督身上，也就是接受耶稣基督的救恩，然后圣灵就给他们印上印记了。
So it's the call of the Father, it's the sacrifice of the Son, and it is the indwelling and the new birth by the Spirit.
所以三位一体的神就都出现了在这个动作里，他是父神呼召的，然后我们信靠的是耶稣基督救恩做成的功，然后我们得救之后呢，圣灵就长久的住在我们里面，那父子灵就都来了。
So that called out assembly, then, he's gathering to Jesus, and that's called the bride.
那这些呢被呼召出来的人呢，是为了耶稣而聚集的哈，所以这他是教会，他也是新娘。
That's the picture that is given to us.
这就是神告诉我们的一个图景。
And so he says in verse 30, we are members of his body.
这就为什么三十节说我们是他的身上的肢体。
You and I that have trusted Christ, we've been joined to Christ.
那我们信靠基督的人呢，我们是和基督连结的。
Remember we looked in the early part of Ephesians, it says that he's chosen us in him, that is, in the Son. And in a sense, there's Adam lying there. And God chose the bride from inside Adam, right? And made her.
所以就像以弗所书一开始说，我们是在基督里啊被选出来。这个形象就是亚当躺在那，神从亚当里取出一块，那基督在那，神从基督里取出一块，就是我们教会。
So he says we are members of his body, and then he goes on and he quotes the verse from Genesis chapter 2 that follows the making of the bride for Adam.
然后紧跟着他在这里呢，又继续往下引用了一节经文。这节经文就是创世纪的，我们刚才讲的造完夏娃之后的一节经文。
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
The believer, the called out one, is united to Christ through the Spirit of God.
所以那信徒啊，从世界被召出来的，是要回到基督里啊，和他联合，成为一体的。
We're not just sort of chosen as a group in heaven to sort of surround the throne, but we are actually joined to Christ.
所以我们不单单是被呼召一群人去了天上围绕宝座的这么一群人，而是呢我们是和基督联合的，是成为一体的。
Now the great apostle Paul, who had the greatest revelations given to him.
是伟大的使徒保罗啊，有特别大的启示临到他。
At one time, he says that he was didn't know if he was asleep or awake. He was taken right into heaven and he saw visions there.
有一次保罗说呢，他不知道是睡着还是醒着，反正他的灵呢被提到那个三重天上去。
And those visions, he said it was not lawful for me to utter what they were.
他说那样的景象他没有办法描述。
But they stuck with Paul. They stayed with Paul, those visions that he saw of heaven.
对，所以但这些的图景呢却印在这个保罗的心里。
And unless he said I'd be exalted too much, the Lord gave him a thorn in the flesh.
然后就紧跟着保罗说呢，他被启示的过多啊，以至于神要给他一根刺。
Some illness or some disability that troubled him, but it kept reminding him that he was still a man on earth.
那或许是一个疾病，或者是一些问题啊，反正始终的提醒他，让他知道他还是在地上的一个人。
And God gave him much revelation.
就神给了他特别大的启示。
However, even Paul says, what I'm speaking about Christ and the church, the bride, it's a profound mystery. He says here in verse 32, this is a profound mystery.
即便保罗他那么大的启示，他尚且说，哎呀，基督的这些奥秘啊，是极大的奥秘，算是。
But I'm talking about Christ and the church.
但我指着基督和教会说的。
I'm talking about everyone that is joined to Christ.
我是在说那一切和基督联合的。
Have been called by the Father.
被父所呼召。
They've believed in the Son.
也信靠了圣子。
And they are sealed by the Holy Spirit.
也被圣灵印上印了，那群人。
That's why the believers are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
这就为什么每一个人得救受洗的那一刻，他都是奉父、子、灵、圣灵的名义而受洗，就是这个原因。
Now we want to finish up about the future of the bride.
那我们要把这个未来，新娘的未来要讲完。
We want to go to the book of Revelation now, chapter 5.
启示录的五章。最后一卷书，新约，最后一卷书。
Revelation chapter 5.
启示录的五章。
Here we're in the throne room of God, the sovereign God.
我们在神的宝座面前了，现在。
And we see a picture in verse 1 of the one who sat on the throne, God himself, God the Father. We see him, he has a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals.
我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用七印封严了。
The seven is a number of completion or perfection.
七是一个完全完美数。
This is a scroll that's rolled up. It's written on the backside and inside, and it has seven seals. It is completely closed up.
那这是一卷呢，就是用七印封起来，然后里外都写着字，完全的书。
In that scroll are written all the ownership of the universe, the world and all those that are in therein.
所有世界的，因为它可能是在讲 ownership， 就是主权啊，可能都在里面。
God's right to rule the universe.
就是神的主权来管制全地的。
And then a mighty angel steps forward and said, "Is there anyone?" In that can open, that is worthy to open the seals of that book and reveal those, what's in there, and to be able to take the position of rule over the world.
所以有一位天使就说呢，谁配打开那书卷，切开那七印呢？就是谁配得这卷管制全地的权柄呢？
A search is made.
然后就开始查了，到底谁配啊？
Emissaries go out, it says in verse 3.
第三节。
Heaven is searched. Was there anybody in heaven that is worthy?
天上呢，有没有谁配得呢？
No, anybody on earth.
地上呢，有没有谁配得呢？
What about all the great angels of heaven? Are they worthy to open and rule the earth?
那有没有天上那些大能的天使配得呢？
What about the great kings of the earth?
地上所有的王呢？
What about Genghis Khan? What about Alexander the Great?
比方说呢，亚历山大大帝呢，可配不配得呢？
All the great ones, Julius Caesar.
凯撒呢？
There's none. Under the earth, there are none.
地底下也没有。
John, who's observing this, begins to weep.
所以使徒就是这个使徒约翰啊，就是写启示录的，那时候他就开始哭了。
Are all the purposes of God going to come to nothing on the earth?
那神的旨意在地上就没了吗？
The first will be last, and the last shall be first.
那在后的要在前呢？在前的要在后。
And here the last.
那现在这是在后的。
The lowest steps forward.
那就是失丧的。
One of the elders says, "Don't worry," he says, "Do not weep." Verse 5. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, he has triumphed, and he is able to open the scroll.
长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看哪，犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
So John looks and he expects to see a mighty a lion-like, a majestic one that would step forward to take the rules of government of the universe.
所以约翰呢，如果在等，他可能会想，那他等一个什么？等一个大能的狮子，特别有王的形象的。然后来过来就把这个权柄拿过来。
What does he see?
然后他看见什么了呢？
A lamb.
他看见一个羔羊。
Not just a lamb, but a lamb with the marks of sacrifice.
不单是羔羊，而是被献过祭、被杀过的羔羊。
And he's standing there in the middle of the throne.
他站在宝座的中间。
He's encircled by those four living creatures and the elders.
他在四周是四活物和所有的长老。
He's in the center.
他在中间。
So there's a picture for us, is it not, of the love of God for His redeemed people? How much that He would sacrifice for His redeemed?
所以你看见这里的爱啊，神有多愿意为他所救赎的人献上乃至生命。
Now, the Lord Jesus, he had risen from the dead, and that evening he had appeared to his disciples.
耶稣复活的第一天，他在一直的在跟他的门徒显现。
And he showed them his hands and his side.
他就给门徒们看他的手上的钉痕和肋旁的枪伤。
And they believed in him.
所以他们就相信他了。
But there was one of them was not there that night, named Thomas.
那天呢，有一个人门徒不在，他的名字叫多马。
And later they told Thomas, "We've seen the Lord."
然后之后呢，那些门徒就告诉多马说，我们看见主了。
Thomas said, "No," I said, "I don't know. You must have been seeing things."
托马说，哎，我不信，你们可能出现幻觉了。
He said, unless I see the hands and I put my hand in his side, I won't believe.
然后呢，多马说，除非呢，我看见他手上的钉痕，我用手啊去摸他肋旁的枪伤，我否则这样我不信。
The doors are all closed, locked.
有一天那个门都锁上了。
But Jesus suddenly appears in the middle of the room.
突然呢，耶稣就出现在了房子中间。
And he says to Thomas,
他就跟多马说
，Thomas, see my hands, my side. Put your hand in my side.
他说多马，你来看我的手， 来用你的手摸我的肋旁。
And don't be faithless, but believing.
不要怕，只要信，就不要小信。
Thomas worshipped, said, "My Lord and my God."
所以多马就跪下来敬拜他，说我的主，我的神啊。
That's a demonstration of how much God loves you and I.
这是一个表示，就是让我们知道神有多爱你和我。
He not only suffered 2,000 years ago, but he bears the marks today.
所以他不但2000年前受难哈，他受难的记号痕迹啊，今天他依然带着的。
And those marks are really a result of your sin and mine.
这是什么样的一个记号呢？这是你我的罪所留下的记号。
And what those wounds will tell you is.I love you so much that this is what I have done for you.
所以这个伤告诉我们什么呢？就是神说呢，我如此的爱你，你看我的伤，这就是我为你所负伤。
What does that draw forth from your heart?
那这个是在你的心里会造成，是不是会带来一些这个影响？
Will a wife not return love of a husband that would lay down his life for her?
那一个妻子会不会？回到这个丈夫，为他舍己的丈夫身边去。
There was a story told many years. It was apparently a true story during the time of the reign of the Persian Empire.
那这是一个故事啊，是在这个波斯国统治的时间的一个故事。
And there was one of his nobles, a faithful man. His wife.Was accused of spying for the enemy.
那有一个尊贵人，那他的妻子呢，被定罪是什么间谍
？And she was found guilty of treason against the crown.
那导致呢就被定了叛国罪了。
She was brought before the king.And he was going to pronounce her execution.
然后这个妇人就被带到王面前，王要开始要审判，要定她死罪。
Her husband begged audience with the king.
这个妇人的丈夫就恳求王和这些观众啊，就是说要去赦免她。
And he said, "O king, I."You know my service and my loyalty to you.
然后这个富贵人就是跟王说呢，说你知道，说王啊，你知道我的忠诚啊，你也知道我所做的服事。
He said, "But I love my wife."
那我真的很爱我的妻子。
He said, "King, I want to give my life in exchange for her."
所以他说王啊，我愿意把我的生命呢换她能活。
The king was shocked by this.
所以这个王啊很吃惊啊，听他这么说。
At the sacrifice that he would make，
是为了他的舍己啊，他很吃惊。
And he saw the great love that this man had, and because of his devotion to him and the love displayed, he spared the woman's wife.
那这个王借着这个丈夫所表现的爱和舍己啊，这王也就赦免了这个妇人。
Later, as they were recalling this incident, the husband and wife were talking together.
然后之后呢，这个丈夫和妻子啊在一起说话。
She said, or he said to his wife, "You know, when I offered myself as a sacrifice, it shocked the king. Did you see the look on his face?"
然后这个丈夫对妻子说：“你看我把我自己献上的那一刻啊，你看见这个王他真的很吃惊啊。
”She said, "No.I didn't notice. I only had eyes for the one who gave himself for me."
然后这个妻子说呢，我没有注意到王的表情，因为我的眼睛只盯在那一位献给我生命的那人身上。
That should be our reaction, should it not?
这其实就是应该我们的反应嘛，不是吗？
We don't serve as slaves and servants. God has millions of angels to do His bidding.
所以我们不再是奴隶啊，那神有多少的天使能够做工呢？
He doesn't need the service of servants. He wants the fellowship of sons.
所以他不需要我们多少的服侍，他需要我们的爱，作为儿子的爱要还给他。
It changes our attitude toward our service for him.
所以这会改变我们在服侍主时候的态度，我们的态度是不一样的。
We serve now out of a heart of love, with the full knowledge of the Father loves for us.
所以我们是从一个儿子的回应的爱里面所出来的服侍，这个爱呢是完全了解神对我们舍己的爱的基础上。
So we need to, I trust that this truth might just be part, build it into your life, the love that the Father has for us. And his plan is not just a rescue, it's not a rescue operation. He doesn't just throw us a lifeline.
Yeah. 所以我盼望大家理解啊，这个我们今天想表示的、表达的，就是它不是一个神应急的要救人的计划，丢给你一根救生绳这么样的一个形象，是他的原始最早的计划里，就是他愿意为我们舍己，他要把爱显明。
All our blessings and all the blessings that come from the Father, they are all in His Son.
所有的祝福从父来的都藏在他的圣子里。
May the Lord help each one of us to live as sons and glorify our Father.
也盼望我们每一个人真的能够活出在基督里活出的样式，荣耀神。
You are all part of a royal family.
你们都是一个皇室的成员呢。
Let's live like one.
那我们要真的活得像个是王子。
All my people were farmers in Denmark and in Canada.
他说他的祖先不管是在丹麦还是加拿大的都是种地的。
The greatest accomplishment that ever was in our family was my grandfather.
他祖先里成就最大的是他祖父。
And for a time, he was one of the Danish royal lifeguards.
他是一度成为这丹麦皇室的那救生员警卫啊。
Had, you know, they wear those big, the same as the British, big bear hats, sir.
就像那个英国的皇室的那个警卫一样，大帽子啊，很高的大帽子。
That's the closest to royalty I ever got.
就是他这一族离皇室最近的就是他爷爷了。
But your calling and mine is much, much, much higher.
但是你要知道，你所得着的，你的身份是远比这高的多的多的多了。
Let's live like that.
就像我们要真的活得像个王子。OK， 我们一起来祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的真理，让我们明白我们的身份，也让我们这样的明白是基于认识耶稣基督在十字架上所显明那舍己的爱，是吧？然后我们每个人在没有认识您的时候，当听见知道这救恩，就被您的爱所吸引，愿意接受这救恩，知道我们是个罪人，愿意接受基督成为我的救主。当我们真的得救重生之后，我们真的能够看见我们的身份是何等的尊贵，也愿意在神的灵在我们里面的带领下活出基督那荣美的样式。祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。